This is the third year in a row asking for action on something that's supported by 80% of Kansans.
For years, a coalition of healthcare advocates lobbying for Medicaid expansion were frustrated by former Republican Governor Sam Brownback, who, along with his successor, Governor Jeff Collier, rejected all calls to extend coverage to another 150,000 low-income Kansans. In a speech at the start of the 2017 legislative session, Brownback even patted himself on the back for, quote, not taking the bait on expansion.
Well, the new Congress and administration in Washington are setting to work repealing and replacing Obamacare, even as I speak. Promises of limitless free
repealing the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid expansion along with it was a top priority for the new president, Donald Trump, and the Republican-led Congress.
For states who took the expansion path, the reckoning could be severe. Kansas was right. We should stay the course.
But Obamacare was never repealed nor replaced, and now with Democrats running the U.S. House, the possibility is no longer on the table. In Kansas, that means Medicaid expansion is very much on the table.
It changes the landscape dramatically because you have a...
Because, says Tom Bell, the head of the Kansas Hospital Association, Democrat Laura Kelly's been elected governor.
Expansion. I mean, that was one of the top several issues that she always talked about. She mentioned it in her victory speech.
It's long past time to expand Medicaid.
Expansion, Kelly says, would provide coverage to thousands of Kansans who can't afford private health insurance and help stabilize struggling rural hospitals.
Our rural hospitals could stay open. And the tax dollars that we've been sending to Washington can come back home to Kansas to help our families, our state.
For the moment, Bell says, the mountain of lost federal Medicaid dollars continues to grow taller.
By the end of the year, we will have left $3 billion on the table as a state by not doing this.
The ACA obligates the federal government to cover 90% of expansion costs. That's one of the main reasons that 32 states have signed on, expanding coverage to people earning up to about a third more than the federal poverty threshold, not quite $17,000 a year for a single person. Due in part to recent ballot initiatives, the number of expansion states will grow to 36 after the first of the year. But Bell says it's not a foregone conclusion that Kansas will join their ranks. Some of the moderate Republicans who tried to pass expansion under Brownback have been voted out of the legislature, replaced by conservatives.
We're hopeful, we're excited, but we're also not taking anything for granted. And I think that's maybe the other lesson here is, if you're a supporter of Medicaid expansion, you cannot take it for granted that it's just going to automatically happen.
Still, groups pushing for expansion like their odds. That's because even some Republicans who fought it in the past are now saying Kelly's election makes passage likely because supporters no longer need a veto-proof majority. Kansas Republican Party Executive Director Jim Joyce says GOP lawmakers should save their energy for other issues.
I'm not sure if that would be the best political strategy, if that's the hill you want to die on this year.
Just to be clear, you're saying it may not be the best political strategy to pull out all the stops in opposition to it, right?
Correct.
Even so, Bell and other expansion supporters anticipate that Republican leaders will demand concessions, among them a requirement that non-disabled adults work in exchange for their coverage. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean in Topeka.